Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go into your phone calls here. And then still to come, talk about relationships. But first, let's go to Jeff in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to bring up a topic that I think is rather important. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Aberdeen, Maryland, but Aberdeen, Maryland has Aberdeen Proving Grounds, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. They store, it's a military installation, and they store tons of weapons of mass destruction, chemical and biological weapons. And the reason I bring this point up is because it's only 74 miles from Washington, D.C. Now, I want to know what dummy in the military or Department of Defense decided to store these weapons of mass destruction and chemical and biological, I mean, tons of them, mustard gas and, you know, everything else, I think. I know mustard gas and some other stuff. Now, our politicians, our government, the executive and legislative branch, of course, is in Washington, D.C. Now, my point is, what if there's a major accident? Or what if we get some of these psychotic federal agents who decides to do something, what I call political terrorists, like the FBI and other agencies, you know, seeking anti-terrorism legislation? What if they sabotage it? Or...
Well, I think we'd be better off if they used weapons of mass destruction on Washington.
But Mike, can you guys see my point? I mean,
I see what you're saying, but pretty good.
74 miles from Washington, D.C., and they, you know, I don't know what dummies, and the thing about it is...
Well, now, just before you go on, I mean, one of our activists here, Jim Johnson, Lauren Canario's husband, I think he's been known to say that, you know, you can always count on the government people to do just about the dumbest thing.
Well, that's true, and I think there's a law. I'm pretty sure. I'm 99.9% sure there's a law that states that you cannot move that stuff. So I don't know how they're going to dispose of it, but you know, the Department of Defense and CIA Black Ops, you know, they get involved in these dark alley projects, these cloak and dagger projects, you know, like with Skunk Works, you know, out at Lockheed, out in Burbank, California. It's kind of like, you know, different things that they do. Well, the U2 project, you know, they finance these operations and do different things using secret contingency funds. You know, they get these backdoor payments to different companies like Lockheed, you know, writing personal checks to whoever.
Yeah, it's a big mess. There's no doubt about it. I mean, lots of back scratching. And that's what politics is about, Jeff, is the people in power, they reward their friends with contracts and they punish their enemies with regulations and rules. And everybody else pays for it at the point of a gun. And, you know, things are always going to be that way until someone finally decides to make a change and do something different. And it all starts with you. It all starts with you not participating and not actually being a part of this violence and not being a part of putting people in danger and not voluntarily submitting your money to be played with in Washington.
Exactly.
Now, you know, of course, they can always print out a bunch of money, which, you know, that's what they're going to do. And then again, the other solution there would be to come up with some sort of alternative for people to use, like maybe the Liberty Dollar or something like that, to where people aren't even using their money anymore, and then we'll be completely free of them. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, because, again, we've talked about this a million times. I just don't think that you can fight back in Washington, D.C. The whole system is so corrupt. You can't win inside the system.
It really seems that way to me.
The odds are against you.
Ron Paul ran for president, and he's elected, 10-11 term House of Representatives. He's a decorated war vet. He raised more money than any other Republican raised for their campaign.
And what good did the money do, by the way? I saw a post recently on one of the Ron Paul discussion areas. And it was talking about the results that he had received in New York versus New Hampshire. Now, he did a little better in New Hampshire, but not by much. We're talking like 8% versus 6.7%, okay?
Something like that, yeah.
So, apparently Ron Paul spent a boatload of money in New Hampshire, but next to nothing in New York. So, what did he really get for all that money? Not much of anything. Statistically, nothing. So the people that were going to vote for Ron Paul apparently went and voted for Ron Paul, regardless of what the television and radio ads were saying.
Right. And so, essentially, we put up a reasonable candidate for president. And, you know, it says to me that Washington, the reasonable candidate didn't get any kind of coverage. And it says to me, Washington's broken. It's beyond repair. And we might as well give up on it, because the average person isn't going to be able to do anything about it. You can't get freedom out of Washington.
But you can get freedom out of your own life. You can take steps in your own personal life to be as free as possible. Now, some are willing to take more steps than others, but there are always steps you can take.
Mm-hmm.
Moving to New Hampshire would be a nice step as part of the Free State Project. Not paying federal taxes as much as possible would be a nice step. Those are two pretty simple steps that people can take, and the more people that take them, the more powerful things will become. In fact, I've made a couple of videos I talked about earlier on the show this week at freekeen.com. You can see them, of some of the activity that's been going on here in Keene with some market-based civil disobedience. But really, it's not so much civil disobedience as it is people just living free. It's people that are just living their lives as free men and women, and then the government deciding they don't like that so much and coming in and trying to charge them with things and bring trouble down on them. And one of the guys responded, or one of the YouTubers, saw the videos and made a video of his own. So this is what happens on YouTube, by the way, in case you've never been there. They have this response thing where you can click and you can upload your own response to one of the videos you've seen. So if you feel really passionately about something, you can make your own video and attach it, if you will, to the original video. Now, this guy didn't actually post his as a response. He just posted what he had to say on his own account. And he was just kind of asking about the point to all this. He didn't understand why, you know, these activists were willing to go to jail. Some of them have gone to jail. Lauren Canario, for instance. Russell Canning is in jail right now, by the way. We put up a new banner on our website, freerussellcanning.com, is something that actually Sam in Texas has created in order to help out Russell. But so some of these activists are actually getting put in jail, and this guy says, well, that doesn't make sense. You can't do anything in jail.
You should be passing out pamphlets.
Well, I don't know if he had any explicit suggestions as to what you should do, but he was just saying, no, you can't. You shouldn't do that. What are you guys doing that for? And I came back and I said, well, one of the reasons why I'm in Keene, New Hampshire right now is because Russell Canning was willing to get arrested for some silly, you know, nonviolent offense in the past. The fact that there were these activists who had such courage in this one place, I said, that's where I've got to be. And I'm not the only one. There are others who have been watching the activism going on here, and they've said to themselves, those are the kind of people I want to be around. And so that activism is attracting like-minded activists to this area. In the same way that the politicos in Concord, the people that are going to the state house and passing out flyers to the politicians and, you know, lobbying the politicians, the same way those guys are attracting more politically minded people to their area. So there's a very real reason to be doing the kind of activism we're doing, this market-based, really, freedom activism, because it works. It works in that we've had success. Number one, sure, some people have gone to jail, but some people have avoided it entirely and have been able to live free. And so the more people that come here, the more success we're going to have, and it's going to build upon itself. So, of course, there's a reason we're doing this. And the individuals that are willing to risk it all and put it on the line, they have their own reasons as well. It's the decision they've made for their lives, and I don't think he was saying they shouldn't be doing it. I think he was just trying to understand why they were doing it. And I think you should ask them exactly why, but I know one of the perks is that, from what I understand, once you're in on the inside, if you're doing what Lauren Canario does, and that is not participating with the government, not signing their forms, not playing by their rules, you put thoughts into people's heads. Those bureaucrats in there are people, and they're capable of doing so much more with their lives than just, you know, filling some government functionary role. And so having someone like a Russell Canning or Lauren Canario, civil, you know, some of these disobedience activists in there saying the things that they're saying, talking about liberty, can actually infect the bureaucrats on the inside. So I think that might be one of the reasons why they don't mind being on the inside, because they've made a difference. I don't remember who it was. Maybe it was Russell. He said that one of his former jailers got in touch with him at his newspaper months later and said, you don't remember me, but I remember you. and you made such an impression on my life. I'm no longer working at that jail, and I wanted to thank you for what you've done.
Well, they're hoping to emulate Gandhi to some extent.
Well, I think you're doing a good job so far. More on the way. You Can Take Control. Relationships coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you, so enjoy them. On us at freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and you can find out how to order there, too. FTLDiscount.com.
Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
And gals, I mean.
Indeed.
Hello.
Hey, that guy a while ago, it takes an action and a non-action to gain weight. It takes an action to stuff your face and then a non-action not to get out and work out.
You've got it.
You're right about right? that.
Also, what sort of relationships were y'all talking about? Because I'm having a feud with my neighbor right now.
We were going to talk more about, male, personal relationships, couples, I guess you could say.
Romantic.
There you go. That's what we were talking about. But, you know, what's going on with your neighbor?
Well, the other night I was jamming my tunes, you know, and they called the cops, and the cops came out and arrested me. It was only like 11 o'clock. I mean, It wasn't like it was 3 in the morning or anything, you know, and took me to jail just for playing my music too loud.
Did they come over to your house first and ask you to turn it down or call, or did they just call the cops first thing?
Well, they did come over earlier that night, but I did turn it down. I mean, and it wasn't as loud as it was before, and then they still took me to jail. You know, and I live out in the county, and come to find out there's not even a ordinance. There's not even a noise ordinance.
There's no noise ordinance where you are?
What was the charge?
They charged it disorderly conduct. And I said, well, I was sitting in my house being mellow. How's that disorderly?
Why did you answer the door?
Well, yeah, and I thought about that as I sat in jail, as you guys, you know, told me. And then I was like, man, I thought too late. You know,
Think about it now. Everybody, in advance, think about it now. I'm not advocating that you crank your music and piss off your neighbors. That's not a good thing to do. You should absolutely get along with your neighbors. That way things like this don't happen. So I'm not trying to say what you did was right, Jeremy, but if the cops are coming to your house, they are trying to gather information to arrest you or someone in the vicinity. And so there's no reason to answer the door for these people. If they are going to arrest you, if they have a warrant, they're going to come in anyway. They don't need to knock. They're going to knock because, you know, they know that people are going
to
answer.
About every now and then, though?
I'm sorry?
Shouldn't I have the right to listen to my music loud every now and then?
Maybe you could talk to your neighbors about what they would find appropriate. For instance, I live in a duplex. And, you know, I went next door and I said, hey, you know, from time to time we are going to have some music on and I just want to, you know, see what level is appropriate for you. That way we could work that out. And he said, oh, it's no problem, man, whatever, it doesn't bother me. And that's, you know, I would expect him to say that because he has a drum set in the basement and he, you know, crashes on drums and cymbals at, you know, all hours of the day. So there's, you know, there's
like
a back and forth, there's a give and take.
Saying it, dude. And it's only like one neighbor that's complaining, too, and I live just as close to all my other neighbors as I do them. I think they just don't like my socially distorted type of music or whatever.
Are you open? Is it your windows that are open? Are you in a house? Are you in an apartment complex?
I live in a trailer.
All right. So, but your windows are closed. It's just a trailer.
That's that, right?
It's just the...
Well, I did.
It's just so is this your next-door neighbor, then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, maybe, I mean, if they're not total jerks, maybe you should go over and talk to them and see, you know, well, let's figure out what level would be appropriate for you to where you won't call the cops on me if I'm having it this loud at this certain time of day, this time of night. You know, is there a time, you know, during the day where it'd be all right if I just cranked it up and it wouldn't bother you? What time are you at work? That sort of thing. Try to work it out with them. And, of course, distance makes for better neighbors, so maybe you should move your trailer out to where you have a little bit more land and you can really crank it up. Jeremy, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. So back to the cops and them coming to your door. If they have a warrant for your arrest,
will not knock.
Well, they probably won't knock, but they might anyway. I mean, it depends on what the warrant's for. If it's not for a violent crime or drugs or something like that where they're normally used to kicking indoors, they might just knock because they're used to people answering. So don't answer. And then find out for sure what their deal is. There's no need to even talk to them. You don't even have to talk to them through the door. What are they going to do? Go to the judge and say, "Judge, we need a warrant for this guy's arrest on a disorderly conduct charge."
Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange. Just because it would feel so odd not answering the door for the police. Oh, that's a cop out there.
I used to do it when I was young. Like
you used to not answer?
Yeah, when I was young and a teenager and stupid, and we would be partying or doing something we weren't allowed to do, and somebody would call the cops for a noise ordinance. That was always the rule. We would always have somebody watching the door, and nobody was allowed to go outside. And when the cops knocked on the door, we just didn't let them in.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just barge into your house. You just lock the door and say, "Sorry, you can't come in." And, I mean, eventually
right.
they go away.
Right. Now, remember, cops are trained to lie to you.
Right.
So there's the chance that, and I don't know if you experienced this.
Yes, they tell you that you have to let
right.
them in. And
right.
it's a lie.
Open up. This is the police. We've got a, well, they won't say they have a warrant if they don't, but they might. I mean, they can lie all kinds of things. "Oh, you got a warrant? Well, come on in and get me."
Right. Well, I suppose at that point you might have the problem of your deadbolt being kicked in.
Whatever. I mean, you're going to be full of problems at that point. So the deadbolt won't be a huge deal. And
I'm not totally sure about this. I think if they see something illegal in your window, at that point in time, they're allowed to come in. I'm not sure about that, and that might be...
So don't smoke a bong in front of an open
exactly.
window.
Exactly.
So don't open the door. Don't even talk to them. There's no real reason to talk to them. Now, if someone knocks on my door, I'm going to ask who it is. I've got a little two-way system that I can actually ask who it is without even opening the door. You just yell through the door. "Who is it?" "Oh, we're the police." "Oh, thanks. Don't want to talk to you. Bye." Or in addition, you might want to add, "By the way, you're under surveillance. You're being recorded. You're being audio and video recorded, and I don't want you on my property. Goodbye." And then they'll start yelling, "You've got to talk to us. We're here to talk to you. We're the police."
That's when you get the mini cam and stand right in front of the window and look at them.
So there you go. But that's, by the way, the advice of a former police officer. It's not just us saying that. We're not lawyers. We're not giving you legal advice. But that is what Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com has to say. It's a good, you know, if you want to talk to the police, well, most people say you should go outside and close the door behind you. Probably not a bad idea. But again, these people are sniffing for reasons to arrest you. So if you're within their grasp and they decide they don't like the music you're playing or they don't like the way you looked at them, oh, let's get them for disorderly conduct. Click. The cuffs go on. You go in the car and you're down to the station.
They have a few of those charges. Disorderly
right.
conduct. I think conspiracy is another one they do.
Disobeying
police
officers.
Yeah, there's a few
officer.
Charges right. that they just sort of put on you, tack on, if they
you
don't
could,
like...
You can almost be certain that you're going to get a resisting arrest.
Right.
Sure.
You know, because if you say, "What are you doing, officer?" That's resisting
yep,
arrest.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if you don't put your hand behind your back fast enough or something like that. You know, they
yeah,
can,
as far as I'm concerned, resisting arrest should be resisting arrest with violence every single time.
Yeah, but it's never that. It's very rarely that the case. They just tack on these charges. But if you're not within their grasp, they can't arrest you. If you're safely inside your home, they can't arrest you. So there's no reason to open the door. There's not even a reason to talk to them. 800-259-9231. They are not your friends, and they're not there to help you. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
The national savings rate has plummeted to an all-time low, while household debt is at an all-time high. The answer is not the creation of more debt. Using the innovative interest-canceling money merge account program, along with existing banking tools, we offer you the power to pay off your mortgage in a fraction of the time and potentially save thousands in interest, all without refinancing an existing mortgage or interrupting your lifestyle. This is not a biweekly or a debt roll-down program, but a powerful and unique interest-canceling mechanism. It is estimated that in just 18 months, our team alone has helped American homeowners get on track to save $500 million in interest. Agents are standing by. To learn more, please call 866-563-4442 or visit us on the web at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. That's 866-563-4442 or freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. Results will vary and are determined by individual finance situations. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer or a solicitation to lend or extend credit. Call us now at 866-563-4442 or visit us online at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com features free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about at shrine.freetalklive.com. Soviet-style central planning doesn't work. So what's the best way to reach out to liberty lovers? Google Ads, direct mail, Free Talk Live. Only you know what's best. You choose which project is worthy of your dollar. Go to freestateproject.org/donate and choose how you want to contribute. That's freestateproject.org/donate. Still to come, relationships. First, your phone call. So we go to Jason in Quebec. You're on Free Talk Live. Jason.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Hey, good. I just wanted to tell everybody that was thinking about the Free State Project. I know I'm from Quebec and everything, but I will be coming up to Pork Fest this year.
Fantastic. There are a lot of international members, by the way. People from all around the world are members of the Free State Project.
Yeah, well, I frequently visit New Hampshire quite a bit along the Kangamungus Highway and everything. There's all kinds of hiking trails and everything. So anybody that's thinking about coming to New Hampshire, I just strongly suggest it because it's really a beautiful, beautiful state, and it's just so nice that you guys have the ability to even have a project like that. I just wish that I could I could move there and everything, but...
Well, why can't you?
Well, I'm from Quebec, so...
Well,
so
if you state it as your intention, you'll be that much closer to making it.
And it is a statement of intent, right, Mark?
That's correct. It's a statement of intent. I mean, you don't have to know exactly how it's going to happen. You don't have to know the whole citizenship process. You just have to say, I intend to move. I intend to be there.
I would give up everything tomorrow to move there. I just love New Hampshire.
I'd like you to go to freesteproject.org and sign up right now.
Yeah, get signed up and then figure out how to make it happen, dude. Any other thoughts tonight?
Pardon me?
Any other thoughts tonight?
No, I just wanted to tell anybody that's really thinking about New Hampshire, it's not that bad. I mean, I'm from Quebec. It's not. I mean, you get used to the cold, like Ian and you've said many times, but I'm just saying New Hampshire is just so beautiful. I just love the freedom there, and I found out mostly about it from YouTube. And Mark, I just hope you update your video on your house. It looks like it was coming along there pretty good.
Yeah,
so.
we've almost got a house there. I don't know. The thing is about the house stuff. Everybody else is taking the pictures and doing the video.
Yeah,
you're
not
okay.
I don't really know anything about it. But when we're at Porkfest, look me up, okay, Jason?
I sure will. You guys have a great night.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks
for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So make the decision. Create the intention to join us in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and then begin the process of figuring out how exactly to make that become a reality for you. Some will jump through the hoops of government and try to attain citizenship. Others will just come here.
Yeah.
Others will just come here and work underground, work over the internet, do some sort of job or line of work that doesn't require being in the system so much. And the more people that come here, the more of those opportunities there will be. The more liberty, open-minded activists there are here, the more likely you'll be able to find those underground opportunities. 800-259-9231. All right, so let's talk about an instant message that I received earlier this week. I can't talk about who it was from, because that would betray her and would not be good. But it's a lady listener of the show who, she's having a quarter-life crisis, as she defined it.
Okay.
She's only in her 20s. And so she's with a man who she's been with for a number of years. And she's wanting to sleep around, I guess you could say. She's looking for a little bit of variety.
Well, this does happen to people who get in relationships early, it seems. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that that's the reason that you shouldn't get in relationships early. I don't know. It would be a reason that I wouldn't want to have done it. But
I can understand what you're saying. In my case, both relationships, like real long-term relationships I've been in, I didn't go seeking a relationship. It just sort of happened that I met somebody and we got along well and we ended up staying together for that period of time. So I've never gone out and, like, I want to be in this relationship for this many years. I wasn't ever looking for that. It just kind of happens.
I understand.
And I think that's what she wanted at the time when she started her relationship, but now she's wanting something different. She's feeling differently. And I don't think it means that she doesn't love her current boyfriend, but it just means that her priorities have shifted. And so why was she telling me this, right?
Yeah, that would be my first question.
She was coming to me to ask about what has been called an open relationship in the past, but I think a better term for it is an honest relationship.
Because your relationship's no more open than mine is.
No, but
I disagree with that statement, Mark,
okay.
And we'll get into it after you're done.
Well, why don't you define how would you define the honest relationship?
Well, Mark says that it's very that it's similar, and I think what he means by that is that neither one of us has actually we established in the beginning this open relationship where if I wanted to go out and have sex with another man, I could as long as I was honest about it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Because you can always go out and have sex with another man.
Right. The idea
behind it.
Most
people don't tell you about it.
Yeah, the idea behind it is that people cheat. It happens all the time, whether it's purposeful or not. And I actually was always very strongly against cheating, and not in this relationship, but in a previous relationship, I actually ended up cheating. My perception of it
has
sort of changed.
You were cheated on as well.
Yes, I was. So my perception of that has sort of changed. But I think what Mark means is that neither one of us has actually stepped outside and had sex with another partner.
That's true.
And so in that way, it sort of seems like a monogamous relationship. But how would your wife feel if you told her that you wanted to have sex with a woman, as a specific woman? Like you had somebody in mind and you named that person. How would your wife react?
That would go poorly. And I suspect it would go very poorly if you said that.
Incorrect because it happened recently.
So you're going to do that?
I didn't say I was going to do it.
Why don't you tell your story?
Okay. Basically, I at some point in time decided that I was very sexually attracted to somebody that I work with and somebody who I spend some time with. And I thought about it nonstop for probably about a month, and I didn't know what to do about it. I sort of felt conflicted. It was the first time in this relationship that I'd ever really given having sex with another man a lot of thought. And first, I told him. I sort of sat him down and I said, look, I got something to tell you. I don't think this is a good idea, and I'm not saying it should happen or that it could happen or that I necessarily think it should happen, but I just wanted to tell you that I would like to have sex with you. And we talked about it for a while, and we both agreed that it was a bad idea, and so that was out of the way, and things are fine. We're still friends just as is, and we don't ever talk about it, and everything's okay there. But he persuaded me to tell Ian. That was his first question, was, have you told Ian yet? And it was very hard for me to spit out at first, because even though Ian had told me previously that it was going to be okay if I had shared this information with him, I still
didn't really believe it.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that that conversation was going to go well. And then somehow we ended up talking.
I couldn't imagine that it would either.
It did. It went very well, much to my surprise. And upon telling him, my want for having sex with him pretty much went away.
Before you go any farther, gentlemen, it's always a guy at work. Just so you know. It's always another guy. The other guy is always a guy at work.
Well, I could get fired because I'm actually his boss, and I would get fired if I had sex with him and it was discovered. And so I pretty much had already established that it was a bad idea, and I knew it was a bad idea, and I was not going to do that. But anyway, I thought that the conversation with Ian was going to go very badly, and I thought that despite what Ian had said, that if I told Ian that I wanted to have sex with another man, specifically another man that he knew and that we had both hung out with and that I had recently been hanging out with more often.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Right. So anyway, I shared this with Ian, and it actually went much better than I thought it was. Ian, we were able to discuss it, and
What did I tell you? I said, well, I'm glad you finally talked about it, because I kind of figured that you were thinking about that. I had felt some definite tension there, and so I had felt as though that was a possibility.
Yeah, I think actually you thought that I wanted to stay home when you went out of town one weekend specifically to have sex with this guy, which that was never, ever in the plan.
Yeah.
I never...
But it was in my head, because I figured it was a possibility.
Right.
And then you came out and talked about it.
Yeah, and talking about it pretty much instantly, I mean, maybe I still have a mini crush on him, but I really just don't think about having sex with him anymore.
Well, he sounds like a very stand-up dude, and I mean, that in and of itself is something to admire.
You're saying the coming out about it kind of diffused your desire?
Right.
More on the way, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then become an amplifier. Join the club, amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room forum, the amp-only shrine of female listeners, and more. Get all the details, and you'll find out that AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month, we take it in and reinvest it into the show. Get on more radio stations across the country, and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So get the AMP perks and get on board with the program at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Still enough time for your calls. Continuing the discussion about relationships. What sparked all this was an instant message conversation I had with a lady listener earlier this week asking about the concept of the honest relationship. I don't have a better term for it. Maybe there is a better term for it, but the idea, and what we were talking about a moment ago, is how it's worked out so far in our relationship, Julia and I. The concept is that people cheat. We know that people cheat, and it hurts when people get cheated on.
Some people cheat, and but people want to have
a significant percentage of relationships involve.
People want to have sex with other people.
Yep. Right. Okay. And so as a result of that desire to have sex with others, cheating happens. And, of course, cheating would be defined as having sex behind your partner's back.
Can happen.
Cheating happens.
It does happen
a lot,
but I just don't want it to be like you're making this blanket statement. Like
I didn't say it happens in every relationship.
Right.
I didn't say
all relationships.
I just said it happens a lot. Significant percentages of relationships encounter this, and so understanding that reality that we live in, I said, well, okay, I understand that people are going to want to have sex with others. How can we change our relationship, modify our relationships to be more understanding of that and be more open and honest about that? And so that's why we kind of this concept came up. We originally were calling it an open relationship, but I think honest relationship is better because it encourages your partner to be upfront about what their intentions are. I don't want Julia to be disappointed in me. And I think she feels the same way. I want to make sure she's satisfied with our relationship. And above all, I want to make sure she gets what she wants. So
if she's not satisfied with this relationship and she wants something more, well, she should be able to have it. And the fact is that if we weren't honest with one another, she could have it anyway, and that's why cheating happens. Because the person who's going to go and cheat goes out, has sex, or does whatever it is they're going to do, and then you don't ever know about it, thereby instituting or sort of bringing into your life really dangerous possibilities, including sexually transmitted diseases. Because if your partner is out sleeping around on you and you have no idea, who knows what kind of nastiness they're bringing home for the times you do end up having sex with them.
Well, you wouldn't know what kind of nastiness they're bringing home anyway if you're honest about having sex with other people.
Well, hopefully you would also go through the process of testing and being cautious and, you know, taking the precautions that are necessary to be safe, as opposed to just sneaking around and not having any idea about what your partner is doing.
I think that's part of, at least it's part of our agreement is, okay, let's say I want to have sex with this person and I'm going to go have sex with him. There's sort of a process. I want to make sure that he is a safe person to have sex with, so I'm going to go through the motions of making sure that I'm as safe as possible.
Well, the number one reason is because you personally want to be safe, but number two is out of respect for your partner, who's had enough respect for you as to say, you can come to me with this, and it'll be okay. Now, that's not to say that... Let's reset here. You were talking before, Julia, about how you were interested in having sex with a coworker. And you came to me and you talked to me about it, diffused all your desires. It diffused your wanting quite a bit, right? And let's just say you'd still wanted to go out and do it. And I said, all right, well, go ahead. Because that's what I would have said. And you'd have come back, and I would have stuck around, because I'd been curious to see what your thoughts were after the fact. You know, was it as good as you thought it was going to be? Was it satisfying for you? You know, do you want to continue seeing him? What's your plan now? How do you feel? These are all questions, all things that we would have talked about had you gone and done that. We would have had a discussion about it. And I would not feel good, okay, about inside me. I feel good that Julia was getting what she wanted, but I would wonder if there was something I did. You know, was it something I dropped the ball on, some way that I didn't satisfy her? She may say no, it wasn't. Like this girl that instant messaged me, it's not that her current boyfriend is unsatisfying to her, it's that she wants more sex with other men.
I can honestly say that is exactly what I was thinking at the time, is that I'm in
that
no,
you want more?
Yeah, I was in no way unsatisfied, but I couldn't help but just want to experience this as well.
Right. So she has, that's the same situation that she's in, to where she wants more than he could possibly provide. He can't be multiple guys, and
sure,
so it's not his failing, it's just that she wants something different. And whether or not he wants to continue that relationship would be up to him in that case. And the same thing with me. Would I want to continue on with Julia? Perhaps I would, because she is very valuable to me. And maybe it wouldn't have been satisfying to her to have the sex with the other guy, and she would have dropped away from him and then come back to me. But if she started spending more time with him, then I might just, you know, then I'm certainly going to start looking around for other options.
That's absolutely true. And then your relationship's on the rocks, and it's over in a relatively short period of time.
That's okay. At least it's over with understanding.
Yeah,
and at least
I'll give you that.
At least it's over with communication.
But I wouldn't put it out there like the relationship. We'll just have sex with other people. Julia, just go out and have sex with a few other guys, and that'll be okay.
No, it's not okay with
because
me.
If you think that for the vast majority of people, if you think that your relationship's going to survive the other person going out honestly and having sex with other people, you're fooling yourself.
It's not. And that's not the intention. The intention is not to have the relationship survive. The intention is to communicate. So if the relationship goes south.
I'm all for ending relationships powerfully.
Right. So if the relationship goes south, then you're both empowered, you're both communicating, you're both okay, because you've agreed to this in advance. Whereas what you normally see happen is somebody gets caught cheating, the S hits the fan, things get broken, things get stolen, screaming, yelling, negativity, hatred. We can avoid all of that by just communicating with our partner. That's all this is. It's just, hey, you're supposed to love this person, right? Well, why don't you talk to them and tell them what you're feeling? It's worked really well for us so far. But the question this young lady was asking me was, she's already in the relationship. They don't have the prior existing agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So how does she introduce this idea to her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's not going to go
that
well.
That is tough.
That's what I said to her. I said, you don't have a prior agreement. This is going to be a tricky one. Did you have any thoughts?
Basically, all I can say is that you just have to let them know that it's nothing that they did personally. And, I mean, honestly, can you tell me that this guy, whoever her boyfriend is, has never, ever thought about having sex with another woman?
I'm sure
that
he has.
That is a lie if he says no. So you just have to put it in those sorts of terms. Like, look, it's not that I don't love you. I love you very much, and that's why I wanted to come to you with this. Recently, I can't help. I've been thinking about having sex with other guys, and yeah. I'm interested in having sex with other guys. How would you feel about that sort of thing?
And open up the comments. That's a great. I think that's a great approach because it shows him respect. You showed him the respect of coming to him in advance as opposed to just sneaking around.
I agree with the being honest and upfront part. I think she needs to be prepared in that conversation to end the relationship.
Absolutely. That might be what he does.
And I think she also needs to be prepared that if he decides not to end the relationship, that she is likely going to want to end it once he goes out and gets some strange too. Because...
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be like.
I actually experienced this briefly. I had, in a previous relationship, asked for an open relationship, and it did not go over well. The answer was, no way. So.
And what'd you do?
Well, I cheated. I cheated.
You got what you wanted.
Exactly. So it didn't, and actually I ended up breaking up with him. And going with you instead. So all it really did was make me realize, you know, this is not exactly what I want. And in that relationship, he was so insanely jealous. I mean, there was no way that I couldn't even say, I think that guy's hot. Because he would say, oh, don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Exactly. And I'm sorry, but the truth is, of course you're going to find other people attractive. It's ludicrous to even suggest that you're not.
I agree with that statement. I think that it's also, you know, it's fine to say a certain amount of, oh my God, she's hot, or that's a cute outfit on her, or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you need to remember that for your primary person in your relationship, you need to have compliments 2-1 for every one of those statements you make.
Oh,
2-1 at the very least for your primary person. So you need to make big, spontaneous, surprised compliments to, you know, the person you're in a relationship with. And otherwise, you're just that guy that goes, oh, she's hot. You know, and it makes your partner feel bad.
If your partner, it goes both ways.
If
your partner is not feeling appreciated.
I haven't dated any men, though.
If your partner's not feeling appreciated, that's not going to lead to good things. All right, it's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and communicate in your relationships. It really helps.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight?
Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat?
Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.